This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Afghans are choosing their president today, and we'll be hearing from Afghanistan throughout the program. There has been sporadic violence, but the balloting so far has been taking place without reports of major disruptions. Election officials say voter turnout has been low in the opening hours of polling, apparently because of concerns about safety. NPR's Jackie Northam is at a polling station in the capital city of Kabul. Hi, Jackie.
Hello, Steve.
Where are you? What do you see?
Well, I'm at Zaruna High School. It's a girls' school in the center of Kabul. We were here first thing this morning at 7 a.m. local time when the polls opened, and there were a few voters here already. More people began trickling in. The people I spoke with said either they weren't afraid to come out, or if they were afraid, they just felt that it was more important to head to the polling booth and vote. But, Steve, it's gone very, very quiet now. There are 8 rooms for men to vote behind me, and they're all empty at the moment. The voices you might hear in the background, they're election workers, not voters. You know, local and international election workers predicted that the turnout would be low in the morning hours as people tried to figure out whether it was safe or not to come out or not, and that as the day wore on, that more people would show up. But as I say, right now, this polling site is pretty much empty.
And is there some suspicion that the turnout is lighter than expected and that might have something to do with fears of violence?
It's hard to actually say why people aren't showing up in droves. If you talk to international election workers who follow this stuff for years and years and years, they do see a pattern holding elections in, you know, volatile areas such as this. And essentially what happens is people just wait and see what's going to happen on the day, whether there's going to be an attack somehow. And if the day wears on and there is no attack, if it seems safe, then they start coming out in droves. And we saw this in Pakistan several months ago. It was very, very quiet in the opening hours, and then all of a sudden people started coming up, and they actually had to leave the polling sites open, you know, 4 hours after they were supposed to be closed because they had to allow people to vote.
Well, now that's very interesting that you would suggest that people are waiting to see if it turns out to be a violent day and then making a decision about whether to risk going to the polls, because hasn't the Afghan government tried to clamp down on any reports that there might be a violence around the country?
They have. They've done that by actually issuing a decree on both foreign and local journalists that they're not allowed to report on any violence. And it's a way to encourage people to come out to vote. And actually, several people I spoke with today said that they heard, you know, the government had come on the radio and TV and said, come out to vote, it's safe. And they did. But it's hard to say how far that's generating out into the public. I have to say, though, that the army and the police here in Kabul have really clamped down. There are checkpoints throughout the city and many streets are cordoned off. Streets are very, very quiet. There's few cars. The stores are all shut. There's also a lot of security at the polling sites themselves. What we're not seeing, Steve, is any sign of U.S. or NATO troops at all. They're deliberately staying in the background unless there is a crisis and they need to come out. Everybody wants this to be seen as an Afghan operation.
If there is violence somewhere in Afghanistan today, are we going to know about it?
Yes, we are. Both the international press corps and the local press corps, to their credit, have decided to defy the government ban on showing any sort of violence, which is a very good sign. They have a very vibrant press corps here. It's very young, but obviously they're going to stand up to this. So it's a good sign. And yes, you will hear about it.
I suppose we should remind people that this is a presidential election. Hamid Karzai is seeking another term. He has dozens of opponents, including a couple of major ones. We've heard from them on the program in recent days. How soon, Jackie Northam, will we learn who won?
The Election Commission says the first indication that we're going to have about that is 48 hours after the polls close, in large part because it takes so long to get the counting done. A lot of these, you know, polling sites are in remote areas or dangerous areas, and otherwise, there are large centers like Kabul. It just takes time. So it's going to be 48 hours before you get the first little inkling. But the first official announcement is going to be September 3rd. So it's quite a long ways away. And only then will we find out if there is going to be a runoff election.
NPR's Jackie Northam is covering Afghanistan's election in the capital city, Kabul. Jackie, good to talk with you.
Thanks very much, Steve.